Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money.
Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open southern border, right?
Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, welcome back to the Financial Guys podcast. I'm glad you're joining us again, and thank you again for tuning in and listening to us. If you are watching this or listening to this for the first time, please hit the like button below and subscribe so you'll get all of our podcast alerts when they come out. We typically do these on a Wednesday or a Tuesday. They come out usually Wednesday evening. We do about once a week, although every now and again we have a chance to do a separate one, and we'll do some rants here and there. This is a show, of course, where money meets politics, and so we're going to talk a lot about politics today. We're going to play a lot of videos today, so we're going to try something a little bit different, try to play some videos throughout the show, just because there's so many great ones out there.
They're fun. They're just fun.
They're so funny.
Funny, hilarious. Yeah.
So let's start with this one, because this is just fantastic. And by the way, folks, if you want to find out all the stuff that we do, if you want to follow us on Twitter, or where we post a lot of these videos, or Facebook, or Instagram, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. You can find all of our social media links right there and follow along.
Let me just say this. Why this is important is we do a radio show every Saturday, WFTL down in South Florida, News Radio 930, WBN down in or up in Western New York. And a bunch of calls this week in regards to people who thought Hillary was going to relaunch her campaign. And in fact, a few of them said Hillary, and they actually thought maybe Chelsea might relaunch a campaign. And now the funny thing was, is both of them were on The View this week, which we'll play video clips of that later. But total amnesia, by the way. I mean, just
she's
it really
denial.
Does blow your mind to think of the stuff that when you
I just
watch
wonder,
what
does
comes
she
out
really
of her,
believe this?
What comes out of her mouth, and I just think to myself, like, yes, do you is that do you really
that?
Believe that?
Right.
Like, but I also know that, and I believe this in my heart. There is nobody better than running the Clinton business than the Clintons, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they, I believe that they wake up. They don't like each other, I don't think, Bill and Hillary. They don't.
No, clearly
right?
not.
But what they have learned to do is adapt, and they are president and chairman or CEO and chair, whatever you want to call
them.
They're
a crime family. You got the Don, and you got the the right hand of the Don, right?
Yeah.
The consigliere.
Yeah. Bugatti.
Right.
Tony, Joey.
That's
right. So, but they run that business the way you really truly need to run a business, which is, hey, no matter how many failures or mistakes you make, you forget about them and you move forward.
Yeah, like it never happened.
Right? I mean, if you're running a pop company, if you're running a coconut water company, free endorsement, by the way, you're running a coconut company, and you know, looks, things didn't go your way, things didn't work out. You have to say, okay, well, we've got to reset and move forward.
Right.
And there is nobody better than forgetting about everything they've done wrong than the Clinton family.
Yeah.
Nobody better.
Yeah, Democrats in general are good at it, but the Clintons
by far, they just crush it. We have to launch this podcast off, literally launch the podcast off with this video. I just saw this video about 5 minutes before I walked into the studio. Glenn showed it to me, and I literally almost pissed my pants twice.
It's got 4,000 views, and 500 of those are for me.
I watched it,
I swear to God. I love it.
How appropriate would it be if we started off the podcast with this, just to get us in the right mood?
All right, so somebody posted this on Twitter. Thank you to MAGA Boom or whatever, Real Boom, something or other. It's reposted on our Twitter feed. So again, you can go to @FinGuys on Twitter or go to our website, but this is just classic.
I will always want you.
I I just love that.
How appropriate it is.
It is so good. Because she is going to come
in. She will come in. If she does decide to run, she's going to walk off the stage like a warrior.
Oh,
she's
going to
fall
God.
Right off of it, face first.
Oh, just classic. Face you could first. Take that same music and Jeb you can have her fall down the stairs and things like that.
It's Jeb Bush like. Jeb, look, if you're ready for her farther down, you're going to fall off that darn stage.
Oh,
she is
going
to come in like a wrecking ball and land like a
face
cannonball.
Plant. Just face plant, right?
Smack right in the mud. So
they're so
they are. By the way, they are grooming now Chelsea to take over the CEO or take over as the Don of the crime family.
Yeah.
Over the next few years, because now you know Hillary's escorting her out to the View. Yeah. You know, let's do this together, right? And it was funny because we were talking before the break. You're like, well, I think doesn't she need to run for something first?
No,
not in that family.
No,
not in that family.
No,
Hillary didn't even live in New York. Remember?
Yeah.
She didn't even live in New York, and she just. Ran for, like, decided to buy her fifth house there.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure. They don't even think the furniture moved in yet. In fact, I don't even know if there's ever furniture in that New York house.
Nope.
But she ran and won, of course, because the people in New York are
She won because, you know, was it Robert Kennedy Jr. or whatever, went down and miraculously, just mysteriously.
That's right.
Just so happened to crash his plane on a trip to Martha's Vineyard just right before he was going to announce he was running for Senate. So
just fell right out of the air.
So she had to step up.
Yeah.
I mean, it was... I mean, she saved us.
Yeah.
She stepped up to save New York, you know.
And New York and the New York City.
Remember when she came to New York?
New York City's credit. They stepped up to support her because they knew she was going to make the right decisions and move to get the state back on track.
Remember when she came to Buffalo and promised 200,000 jobs?
Yes.
Right? That's like a tweet. Our population, by the way, is only about 1 million in the entire area. But hey, you know, we can grow 200,000 new jobs in the area. She couldn't grow 200 jobs.
No.
No. What a joke.
It was the same. That was the same week that she voted against the engine that they were going to build in the Chevy plant and and whacked out about 200 or 300, maybe even close to 500 jobs as they decided not to build that engine.
So. Yeah, well, one of the American Axle plants ended up closing, I believe, because of that decision to vote for the new fuel standards that nixed the V8 engine. Mm-hmm. Let's play this other video of hers.
I think most of the UAW members, thankfully, folks, are starting to get
not
working anymore.
Well, that's why the Democrats need mass immigration, because the people in the – look, the Democrat Party 30 years ago –
they need mass immigration, and they need the bullshit that they're doing now with this whole uranium deal or whatever, or Ukraine, which is going to ultimately backfire. I mean, I can't I'm starting to think that Trump is baiting them. Think that Trump is lining them up to whack out Biden so we can get beer-drinking Elizabeth Warren into the position.
Oh, look, my husband just so happens to be here in the room with me.
By the way, if you see the Trump... and he drinks beer, too.
And he also likes beer.
Beer. They can't get it open. We gotta play that video later. They don't know how to open the beer. Like,
I am not fake at all. I am a normal American just like you, with some Native American heritage that also likes beer. Let me go grab a beer now to share with you, my viewers, because I do this on a normal basis.
Watch the video, by the way, if you haven't seen the Elizabeth Warren video.
Painful.
Watch her try to open the beer. She's like,
oh, good Lord.
Damn it.
Damn it. Lord. God.
It's hilarious.
That's just too funny. She, though, I mean, she is just painfully awkward. We'll get to videos of her. I don't want to jump ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to jump all over the place, but watch the Trump ads now. The Trump ads are strategically targeting socialism, which is exactly what the Republican Party should do. By the way, thank you for listening to us, because we've been saying that 6 months ago. It is an educational moment for the Republican Party, and it's an easy one, folks. Play videos of Venezuela and say, this is what socialism looks like. Yeah, we've tried it all over the world. This is, And by the way, you don't know. You're dead right. You're not going to win. Republicans aren't going to win L.A.
No.
Who cares?
Although,
expose them for what they're worth, right? You know, you're not going to win New York City, right? You're not going to win Seattle. Show those areas for what they're worth.
Yep.
Take the drone picture of Seattle and show how disgustingly filthy socialism really truly is.
There's plenty of it out there, that's for sure. They've got some good ads going.
You're not winning it anyways. You're not.
The media is going to circle the wagons for sure.
Yep.
So what Trump's going to have to do, and he will do this, is he's going to create some awesome ads. The videos are ready made, right? They're there. They're the drone footage, the people driving down the streets of the 10 cities. It's all there. Biden's picture with his arm around golf buddies of the energy company. We'll get to all that. Let's play this video of Hillary, because this will make you mad. And again, I said this last week. This is something you're going to want to sit down for. So if you're driving, pull to the side of the road. If you're standing, I suggest you sit down. This woman is nuts. I don't know how else to even put it. Is it amnesia? Is it just she's just lies through her teeth? Does she really believe this? Or is she just loco? Like, is she just crazy, right? I think it's maybe it's the latter, or maybe it's a little bit of all of it. But this is anyway, let me play this.
Believe he knows he's an illegitimate president. He knows. He knows that there were a bunch of different reasons why the election turned out the way it did, and I take responsibility.
What were those reasons? Could any of the reasons be
besides you being totally unqualified?
I mean, could
and
it be,
incompetent?
Could it be maybe that you didn't even show up in Minnesota?
Could it be you lied about your emails?
Could it be that you'd smashed your Blackberries with a hammer?
Could it be when you said you were under sniper fire and then they saw videos of you going.
Could it be when you wiped the server clean like, and made a mockery of the...
Could it be you went into places like Buffalo and said, we're going to fight for you union folks, and then you get on a plane and voted against the V8 engine they were going to build and screwed them for hundreds of jobs? Could it be?
Yeah, could it?
I think it could.
Yeah, maybe.
I think America may have woken up and said, holy crap, socialism's not working out so well.
Maybe it's the fact that you called half Americans deplorables, right? And maybe it's the fact that you detest anybody who is not on welfare. That's actually working for a living and earning their own paycheck.
Maybe your husband was a rapist. I don't know.
That could be part of it.
He supported you. And maybe a lot of the country just said, boy, we're not big fans of rapists and people who support rapists. I don't know. Just a thought.
That might be part of it.
Responsibility for those parts of it that I should, but Jane, it was like applying for a job and getting 66 million letters of recommendation and losing to a corrupt human tornado. And so
again, just to mention, your husband is a rapist.
Right. That's right.
He's a sexual predator. You have a dozen women that have come out with credible evidence and story. In fact, you and your family settled one of the cases and wrote a check to one of the women for $800,000. Yeah. Normally, innocent people don't do that.
Right. That's right.
Right?
That's right. I'll tell you what. Somebody accuses me of that. I'm not writing a check.
No.
You know what I'm doing? I'm getting a lie detector test out.
Right.
And I'm saying, guess what? I'm going to take this lie detector test.
They did that. It turned out that he lied.
Yeah.
And remember?
And when I win, you're writing the check for $1 million.
He lost his law license because he perjured himself, right? He was actually impeached. All right.
He was impeached and he is a peach.
Let's see if I can get the last 20 seconds. Yeah. I'm not even sure I can, but we'll try.
Know that he knows that this wasn't on the level. I don't know that we'll ever know everything that happened, but clearly we know.
No, you wiped the server clean.
We learn more every day, and history will probably sort it all out.
No, we won't know, Hillary, because you smashed your goddamn phones and dipped your server in acid.
Because that's normal. That's normal, right?
No, don't we all? Won't know.
You got a new iPhone, Kelst. I mean, did you smash it with a hammer? When your old one? Did you just destroy it? Did you run it through a grinding machine? I mean,
right.
What? That's not normal.
Just in case.
Just in case. Yeah, we're going to smash the Blackberries with a. Remember what she said? I only use one device. That's why.
No.
I can only use my private email.
Then we find out that she had three phones.
she had three phones.
A day later.
A day later, she see walking through with her iPad. Wait a minute. What is that?
I never did anything like that with Hunter.
No. Right.
Who are those people on either side of you? Nothing to see
nothing
here.
Nothing to see. Not Ukrainian oil executives. No.
They didn't work for that gas company. No
good
way.
Oh, Lord.
Of course he's obsessed with me, and...
Wait a minute, I gotta back this up.
Of course he's
obsessed. Let's talk about who's obsessed with who just for a second. Let me just play this a little bit for
you. I'm not sure he actually mentioned your name once.
No, I haven't heard him mention you at all, actually,
lately.
Once
he kicked the crap out of you on election night.
And are learning more every day, and history will probably sort it all out.
I'm sure.
Of course he's obsessed with me.
Of course.
And
why wouldn't you
be? Believe that it's a guilty conscience in so much as he has a conscience.
You know what? Let me just say, if he should have a guilty conscience about if it's of anything, it should be the fact that we didn't come back around and put you in jail.
That's right.
That's exactly.
Yes, if there's guilty conscience to be had, it's that the investigation's not moving fast enough.
If there's
your
anything
corruption.
That Trump should feel guilty about is the fact that I know there's a lot on his plate. And I know as a CEO, what Donald Trump is thinking is, look, there's certain things that I need to accomplish and I need to look forward, not backwards. I've already completely run over her.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, if there's anything he probably regrets, if it was me, it would be making sure that her and her husband are not in jail. That is one thing that I would look back and say, we should really make sure we circle the wagons and get them in jail.
So, of course, he's obsessed with me. Who's obsessed? Yeah. You're obsessed with the loss. The loss, which was 100% your fault.
Yep.
You are corrupt. You wiped your server clean. you were negligent with classified information, by any measure of fairness, you would be in jail right now. No question about it, for classified information and not securing the server and not turning over.
You ran on a platform Unreal. Of being very, very ethical, yet your scumbag, dirtbag husband who has raped people literally was the foundation of your campaign.
That's right.
That you deserve to lose. Sorry.
Let me play one more. This is shocking. This is really, I mean, again, everything that, whatever they scream about the most, now they're screaming about Ukraine, right? Yeah. Ukraine.
Well, that's
Ukraine. You know that if they're screaming about something, the Me Too movement, yep. sexual harassment.
Russia.
Yep. Anything that they're screaming the most about, yep. they are the most guilty
that's
of.
Right.
Every single time. They're screaming about yeah. the Ukraine. Oh, it just so happens that Biden's son just happened to have been on a payroll on a board for $50,000 to $80,000 yeah. a month. That's normal.
I can't help but think somebody in the Trump campaign's a leaker of this. They are walking Joe Biden
right off the plank.
No doubt. And you know what? Elizabeth Warren, I'm going to grab a beer. She's walking right into it. And you know what? The country is not ready for socialism yet.
I hope
there
not.
There is a whole not. Group of kids out there and a whole group of people that don't understand economics, right?
Clearly.
But the majority, especially, by the way, geographically, gets it. And that's really important. Thank God for the Electoral College, right?
I hope.
But,
yeah,
because
that's one of Elizabeth Warren's planks.
Well,
that's
sure.
the first thing she wants to eliminate.
I'm sure. But she won't have the shot to do that.
No,
she won't even. It'll be the biggest landslide in U.S. history if it's Trump versus Warren.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Let's play one more Hillary Clinton video, but then we'll take a quick break so I can throw open the waste paper basket here.
But of course, we all know that she has just announced the opening of an impeachment inquiry into the president. On the basis of evidence that he betrayed his oath of office to uphold the Constitution and protect and defend our country, he has turned American diplomacy into a cheap extortion racket. He has denigrated.
Is she talking about Joe? Or?
And let's be honest.
Joe, her husband?
Career Foreign Service officers.
Didn't they sell uranium? Didn't they make a lot of money off of that?
You sold a third of our uranium stock to the Russians.
Right.
Your husband was paid $500,000 to give a speech.
Right.
Coincidentally, he hasn't been paid anywhere near that much since.
Yeah, her either, by the way.
No, her of course not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, all the campaign donations, all the contributions to the Clinton Foundation miraculously just happened to dry up.
Yeah, but don't
you were
worry.
No longer in a position
don't
of power.
You. The reporters at CNN are going to go, wow. right? They're going to look into the
yeah.
books.
Yeah, Brian Stelter will get it.
Yeah.
Listen to this next part.
At the Clinton Foundation.
This will make you sick. It will make you nauseous. Listen to this next part.
Extortion racket. He has denigrated, and let's be honest, stabbed in the back, the career Foreign Service officers who serve bravely and selflessly no matter the politics.
Is that like Benghazi?
Correct me if I'm wrong. But did not Christopher Stevens
yeah.
and three other brave Americans...
Didn't you leave them to die?
...for 13 hours to fight for themselves in Benghazi so that you could cover up the arms running that you were doing from Libya to Syria?
Is she talking about herself or Trump?
I don't know. I mean, you're talking... Like, somebody get her a straitjacket.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, yeah. like... She needs to be if she believes this garbage, she needs to be committed.
If I'm Donald, here's what I'm doing. I'm putting my feet up on that desk.
Right? Right.
I'm just saying, you just talk.
Go yeah,
talk.
Just go. That's right.
You just, right? You know what?
Oh, man.
You know what? If she is the candidate, here's what you do, Donald. You just go, you know what? I'll just give her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll just give her. It's hers.
Unreal. Let's see if we can finish this.
Administration that they are working under. And now they are caught in the crossfire. I was proud to serve with Foreign Service officers and civil servants at the State Department. Mm-hmm. And I know firsthand that they deserve the support and gratitude of all Americans.
Holy crap.
Oh, you believe that?
Holy crap.
They deserve the first of all, the first U.S. ambassador killed since Jimmy Carter. Since Jimmy freaking Carter.
If she is, by the way, the candidate, you
Holy
just take the speech.
Shit.
and then you mix in Benghazi, she's done. Right,
no,
done.
She, there's no way. A done. Third time? I would. In fact, I would love for her to throw her hat in the ring.
I would,
then,
too.
And then fall flat on her face trying to pick it up.
Because you know how much material we would have for the next 20 years?
Oh, my God. Trump would take her apart. Trump's going to take apart any of these clowns.
Yeah.
These people are not serious candidates.
I think
at all.
A big part of this whole deal is Joe Biden basically being set up right now. Is he being set up by the Democrat Party? Is he being set up by Trump? I don't know. He's going to walk right into this, and he is walking right into it. And you know, if you notice this, you notice lately it's been the Democrat Party talking about this, not Joe Biden, right? I don't see Joe in the news a lot talking about impeachment, and you know, Joe's scared. He's nervous. He knows this is all going to come right back to him and bite
He's
him
finished.
In the behind.
He might as well resign right now. He's done. Yeah. He's absolutely done. The fact that the socialist fake Indian is beating him is a joke, right? There's a joke. This, you know, somebody who tweeted this out initially, and this is a great point, and it can't be repeated enough, as they say, and it's so true. Today, because of the actions of Hillary Clinton, there is an active slave trade in Libya. That is no joke.
Yep.
So all you folks that are on the Democrat Party with the NFL kneeling about racism and police brutality and blah, 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 blah. If you really want to help your brothers and sisters in Africa, in Libya right now, they're being sold into slavery. There's an active slave trade in Libya because of the inaction or action, depending on how you want to look at it, of Hillary Clinton and the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Those folks need help.
Yep.
They need help. In all seriousness, it's directly because of the actions of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Directly, and the Democrat Party and the mess they made in Libya. And then they went over to Syria and they made the same mess.
Yeah.
Right? The same mess, right? ISIS spread. And I remember George Bush in 2007. I remember the speech very specifically. Maybe we can find it throughout the break. Where he said, if we pull our troops out of Iraq, all we're going to do is we're going to create a power vacuum that's going to be filled by somebody worse than Al Qaeda. And then Obama comes to office and I'm going to get all the troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan and bring our troops home, blah, blah, blah. And so he did. He went to Iraq and he pulled all the, and he announced it. He said, oh, by the way, ISIS, here's the date specifically that we're going to pull all of our troops out of Iraq. And he did. He pulled them out. He left a small contingent, about 5,000 Marines there.
At the time, it was the Taliban.
Right?
Turns
into ISIS. ISIS goes on to slaughter, slaughter thousands and thousands of people, right? Yep. And I'm not talking slaughter like a quick shot to the head. I'm talking brutal torture for some of these poor people, women and children included. That's directly on the hands of Obama and the Democrats. And
President
right?
Bush said we need to fight them on their ground, not our ground. So smart.
In one year. So for 8 years, we have this mess where ISIS takes one little territory, it expands across almost all of Iraq, takes over almost all of Syria. Obama doesn't listen to the military leaders. We just can't seem to do anything. We're trying to do what we can. Doesn't do a goddamn thing, right? Doesn't do a thing. For 8 years, people are being slaughtered. In 1 year, Trump comes in and says to the military, you tell me what you need, I'll give it to you. And he wipes them off the map.
Yep.
He wiped them off the map in that part of the world. Right, Syria is no longer is in the situation it's in now. Obviously, Bashar is still the president, but you don't have ISIS and all the terrorism that was going on. Iraq has been basically wiped clean. You've got them gone, right? Yeah. You've got them gone. It's his first term that he did this in the first year and a half to 2 years. That's all it took. Oh, you tell me Obama couldn't have done that? Yeah. Same military leaders.
Yeah, we just got
to. Did he not want to?
No,
or was he incapable of?
Yeah, so then you got to give our military leaders the power and authority to clean house because we've got the greatest, most powerful force in the world.
Look what they did.
Yeah.
They wiped them off the map. Yeah. They started to bomb the shit.
Things that we can literally do in 15 minutes, countries couldn't do in decades. Yep. Take a quick break.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about Biden on the other side of the break.
Yeah, Chris Collins, too, resigning.
We've got a couple more videos coming up. Very own Paul Meeks will play his video. He was on CNBC on Monday or Tuesday. Was it Monday or Tuesday? Well, one of the days. He was on earlier this week. We'll play the video, a good video of Paul Meeks, one of our investment committee members, chartered financial analyst. with our investment arm, Independent Solutions Wealth Management. And you can find out more about that company as
we
well.
We do actually manage money for a living, Monday Believe through Friday, not. Monday through Saturday, really. And Saturday mornings, a lot of times, we're in the office running appointments. But if you need help with you and your money, very choppy, volatile time. Stock market's been volatile for the last 24 months, really, trading in a sideways type of pattern. A lot of support, $24,000, a lot of resistance at $26,000, $27,000. So great time to rebalance your portfolio and take advantage of the volatility.
No doubt. Financialguys.com is a place you'll find out all the information on what we do. So a very short break. You got the Financial Guys, Glenn McGill, Mike Lomas. This is a place where money meets politics. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, folks. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn McGill, Mike Lomas, place where money meets politics. Again, thank you for listening to our podcast. If you're listening to this on your iPhone or in your car or whatever, and you haven't subscribed to us yet, we'd appreciate it if you hit the subscribe button. You'll be alerted to all the new stuff that comes out via podcast when they're available. We typically put these out every Wednesday, sometimes Thursday, and even sometimes some special rants in between. If you need us throughout the week, you can always go to our website and find out all the stuff that we do. We're going to talk a little about money in this segment. It's going to be a kind of a short segment here because we've got another radio show we have to record as well. But you can go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, find out all the different things that we're doing. And if you're watching this on YouTube, we also put these videos on YouTube. Thank you very much. And again, please subscribe, hit the like button, the thumbs up button. We really do appreciate it. It helps us out a lot. And that's all we ask for. We're not asked for money. We're not one of these folks on Patreon or anything like that.
Well, you could send in money.
No,
you actually can't.
No, we don't. We don't do any of that
stuff.
You can't. No, we don't do that.
There's a golden retriever, Napa, our radio show dog, is looking through the window, and I feel bad because Kelsey won't let him do the show with us. She wants to do is do the show with us. Look at her.
She's so sweet.
And she'd be free labor. I mean, easy pickings that would be. Free labor. Anytime we get free labor. Look at her. See, if you play a dog like that and just put her on, you know how many people would invest with our firm? That's all you need to do is just run that, and we'd be fine. All right. By the way, Chris, we got to get Chris Collins, by the way, resigning this week. Chris in the 27th district up in the Western New York. But, Chris
made guilty. Not only resigning, but changing his plea from not guilty to guilty. So I wonder what the
deal guess is he's working out some kind of a deal to save what it was. Was it his son and his father-in-law or something like that?
He looked like he aged a lot.
Yeah.
Let me
just say this. That was really stupid what Chris did. But Chris did a lot of good things throughout his career. And when he was county executive, by the way, he ran the county better than any county executive we've had in a long, long time.
Yes, he did.
And he did a good job. And I will say that I'll give credit where credit's due.
Yep.
The other thing I'm going to give credit for with Chris, because there's going to be a lot of people beating him up this week, is that Chris always had the balls to come on every single one of our radio shows.
And go on CNN.
Even when, yes.
And we beat him up pretty good. I mean, I had a couple that...
We would beat him up and he'd call us up and say, hey, guys, I want to come on.
Yep.
And the rest of you, I'll ask you Higgins, the rest of you,
Sean Ryan.
Yeah, Sean Ryan, Timmy Kennedy. We'll come on the radio. We don't need to have a fight on the radio, but I would like to have an open discussion about some of the policies and what your thoughts are and your beliefs. And
Mark Poloncarz, he's coming on any time now.
Yeah.
He's actually scheduling
look at,
now.
Even Mark, look at, you know what? I mean, let's take a step back. We would have you on, Mark. We're not going to scream and yell, but answer the questions.
You got to defend your
policy. And even if you don't want to defend them to Mike and Glenn, defend them to
the
News Radio 930 WBN, right?
The taxpayers.
That's a huge tax base, right? Chris Collins never, ever backed down from CNN, a town hall meeting on CNN, and the financial guys, by the way. And by the way, Chris, if memory serves me right, was not the biggest Trump supporter in the beginning. You and I called him out. A radio show that we did, many of the listeners called him out, and he turned around and became a Trump supporter.
He became
right?
one of the first Trump supporters, when nobody was supporting
him. Nobody was supporting him, right? But he wasn't on board right away. Right. That took a little bit of But you know what? Look at to Chris's credit. Look at that's his brain, not my brain. So he's saying, you know what? I'm going to take a step back. I'm going to go through and look at all the candidates and figure out the one I like best. And at some point, he said, I think Trump's got the best chance to win, and he supported him. But I will say this about Chris: he always had the stones to come on the radio. Even when we were smashing him, he was the first one to call and say, guys, I'd like to come on. Well, the second one, DiPietro, nobody beats DiPietro. David is so proactive. He's always all over. But he had the stones, and I give him credit for that. Yep. It was a dumb thing he did.
Yep.
And he's pleading guilty, so he knows he did something wrong. You don't plead guilty, I don't think, unless you know you did something wrong.
He made a horrible mistake.
It ruined his political career.
And the thing is with what he did in the insider trading was that he was trying to save friends and family from losing money.
Right.
So it's not right. It's illegal. He's pleaded guilty to it. A horrible mistake, but it wasn't like a horrible mistake like, oh, I accidentally backed over the neighbor's dog. Like, that's a mistake, right? This is a bad mistake, but it was a bad mistake. I think he probably had the right intentions with, I don't want these folks to lose money. Yeah. He should have known, however, that it was illegal. He shouldn't even have been talking about the stock. He shouldn't have been pitching the stock.
But let me just say
this. It was a mistake, and he does have a, you know, on the whole, I think he's been good for the community.
Yeah, you and I have been financial planners for 20-something years now, 24. Registered investment advisors, we're fiduciaries. Means we have to act in the best interest of our clients, right? It is a big responsibility. And this is a teachable moment for a lot of you business owners out there and a lot of you folks that want to give people financial advice. I know your heart is in the right spot. Your intentions are the best. But most of you don't know what the hell you're doing. And I really, truly, I mean, remember years ago we were, we gave a speech at one of the local car deal, it was actually General Motors, I think. We went in, we were going to give a little class on 401k planning. And I remember before we walked in the class, was about 100 people in the room, and there was one gentleman who was already given the class. He was like an assembly line worker, and he was out telling everybody what they should invest in. And Glenn and I sat out in the hall for a second.
Yep.
And I remember listening to this gentleman thinking, wow, if I didn't know what I was doing, this guy really sounds like because he meant the best. He was standing up in front of this room of 100 people saying, here's what I'm in. Here's what you should be doing. And I'm thinking, boy, if he really knows all this, why is he an assembly worker at General Motors? Why is he not on CNN, CNBC Squawk Box like our chartered financial analyst, Paul Meeks is?
Right.
His intentions were right. His advice was awful. His advice was awful. Had it no understanding of diversification and asset allocation and rebalancing. His intentions were the best. I'm telling you, don't play financial advisor unless you're licensed, you're certified. In today's day and age, you really should be a fiduciary, which means you have to act in the best interest of somebody. If you want to go through all those classes and that education, then you can give advice. If you're not, don't do it.
It's the same thing with healthcare, right?
Yeah.
We're in Medicare season now.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many people come to our office and say, well, I really want to have this plan because that's what my neighbor has, or that's what my uncle has, or that's what my friend has, and that's what they told me I should be looking at.
Is your friend an AHIP certified expert?
No.
I don't think so.
They mean well.
Yeah.
They mean well.
They do.
But it doesn't really work out well, right?
Yeah.
That's like me going to someone saying, you know, what you really should do to fix that medical problem is, you know, have this procedure and take these meds and whatnot. It would be irresponsible of me to do that. And I think, unfortunately, when it comes to investment planning or insurance, like a lot of people have the right intentions.
Yeah.
Not the right advice.
Yeah.
You know, nobody knows. Look, and I hate to say this, but sometimes it's advisors too. If you walk into a business, or I don't care if it's a bank, a brokerage, an insurance company, doesn't matter. If you walk in and they immediately start telling you about the best products that they have and what you should be invested in. I love the whole bank thing, right? Oh, our CD rates are low. You should go talk to our platform person. They can put you in something better. Okay, go over and talk to the platform person. You should buy this annuity.
Yeah.
All right?
You should buy this government bond fund.
I can get you more interest. So I can take you to this annuity product.
Right.
And because this annuity product is going to pay you 3%, that's better than 1%. Oh, that sounds good. 3% sounds better than 1%. What did they forget to tell them? They forgot to tell them that there was a 7 to 10 year surrender penalty.
Right.
They forgot to tell them that it was tax deferred, which is a good thing unless you're under 59 and a half and you need to take the money out before that point, in which case there's an additional 10% penalty on top of the tax deferral that you have. Did they tell you about all the different, you know, there's a lot of
the cost involved.
Right. There's a lot of things. So it's unfortunate, but oftentimes it's the same thing. You know, unless we're asking questions and really understanding what you're trying to accomplish, maybe what you're trying to accomplish is you want to buy a house next year with that money. If that's what you want to do,
you just locked it up for 7 years.
And you locked it up for 7 years and you got to now pay 7% to get your money back, that could be a problem, right?
Yeah.
Let's play this video quick of Paul Meeks. This was on CNBC Monday, talking about tech stocks. You know, and again, even with this guy, right? Paul's on our investment committee, was a super smart guy, ran $8 billion for Merrill Lynch in the 90s, was the largest tech manager in the world, one of the most well-respected managers on Wall Street. He's talking stocks here. But even then,
go talk to an investment professional before making any investments, because we don't know what your risk tolerance is. Just by watching somebody on CNBC doesn't mean that, hey, Amazon's right for everybody. Mm-hmm. You can be a very conservative person. Make sure you consult with an investment professional to make sure any investments that we talk about or you see on TV, you know, are going to help you get to your goals or what you want to accomplish. But here's Paul. Oh, no, wait, not Paul. Hang on. Unmute. Now here's Paul. Or not.
So I like Micron Technology. The company reported earnings just last week. And since then, even though the stock had been a skyrocket early in the year, it's come back 16% in just a few days. And here's a company that, yes, they're involved in commodity DRAM and NAND RAM chips. But on the other hand, I don't know if we're at the bottom of this cycle for memory semiconductors, but we're pretty close. I think we're probably no more than 6 to 9 months out. And so I'm fairly confident that over the next year or so, that stock probably rebounds 50%.
Is that a general call on the semiconductor cycle or just kind of Micron slice of it?
I think most of the semiconductor cycle, of course, we have some scary underpinnings with this U.S.-Chinese tariff battle. But there is such a voracious demand for memory in all the consumer electronics.
Oops. This morning.
All right. I wanted to cause it to pause there because we're going to run out of time. If you want to go watch that video, it's up on our website. Actually, I noticed it's not on our Twitter feed, so I apparently never tweeted that out. So we got to get on that, make sure we get that out there. I'll send it out right now. But yeah, so
yeah, it doesn't mean, by the way, again, as you said,
don't go buy Micron Technology unless you talk to an investment professional. If you'd like to interview somebody on our team, again, you can call us at the office and you can go to our website to find that number at thefinancialguys.com.
How are we doing for time?
We probably got to wrap this up because really we got to move on to the radio show.
All right, one last thing. This robot can make up to 300 pizzas in an hour.
Yep, go figure, Seattle.
300 pizzas in an hour. And as you pointed out, Glenn, Seattle is the first market that's trying this out. Now, what did Seattle do? Let me think.
Was it something about minimum wage?
Yeah.
If I recall correctly.
Did they say
it
that like $20 an hour or some outrageous number for minimum wage? And now what did the fast food companies do? They automated. Bye-bye $20 an hour. Bye-bye.
So
Guess how much the robot's charging? He's charging nothing per hour except for the maintenance of the robot. Now,
how much sick time does the robot get?
Yeah, apparently none.
A week's of vacation?
None.
No. What about, is there a cost for, workers' comp?
Smoke breaks?
State disability.
You know what? This robot doesn't even whine and cry.
Yeah.
No complaining.
Did they unionize?
No, not
they
yet.
They did that. Spot Coffee did that in Buffalo.
Not yet. Wow, look at that.
And sadly, now, for all you young folks that are getting into the workforce, now you're going to have to work for free as free interns and free labor because no one's going to pay you anymore.
Again, Republican Party, listen to this. Educational moment, right? The result of this outrageous minimum wage in Seattle, a robot now that can make $300 pizzas. And here's what you do. You take the drone and you show another tent being set up in Tent City right around the corner in Slum World in Seattle.
That's right.
And those are people that used to work at this location that they were making $12-$13 an hour on their way to $20 and $30 an hour as they moved up to management or moved into other places. And I'll tell you, we've actually hired people that went from fast food to our industry and moved up, right?
Yep.
Because that was what they were doing when they were in school or educating themselves or, to be honest.
I delivered pizzas.
Yeah. But what we've seen people that have been very polite at the counter. And I'm like, you know what? I've got a position for you and you're ready to go out of this, place. You've got that. We need that. And you can move your way up. Teachable moment for the Republican Party. They have to figure out a way to educate folks on what socialism does and the results of this. This is not rocket science, right? We know this. The majority of people, 7 out of 10 people in this country are going to get it. 3 out of 10, they're not, but it doesn't matter. We win elections by 5, 6% now. That's a landslide. So it's all you need. It's a teachable moment, and it's a number one way, by the way, the easy way that Mr. Trump walks right back into the White House, which is exactly what he's going to do.
No doubt. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. We'll talk about Gropey Joe for the WFTL broadcast. So if you are down in the South Florida market, listen.
Did he smell any hair this week? I don't know.
I don't know if he did.
He's worried about that
Ukrainian
deal. They've
been keeping him under the He's been out of the spotlight at all, pretty much the entire week. But we'll talk about that on our show on Saturday.
He's probably on Air Force 2 with his son.
No, he didn't have any idea
he
was going to China. It was just a picture of him getting off the plane in China with his son. But
and
hey.
And golfing with the gas.
Oh, that's a coincidence. Yeah. They didn't talk any business.
No, not at all.
All right.
Sure not.
That's going to do it for us, folks. Again, if you need us throughout the week, use us as a resource. We do manage money for a living. Go to our website to find out all the stuff that we do, different departments. It's Medicare season. We have AHIP certified Medicare agents, college planning, estate planning, retirement planning, 401k planning, and so much more. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Again, if you want to follow us as well on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, we're posting videos and a lot of political commentary with occasional investment stuff on all those different platforms. To find out where how to link to those, again, go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. That's going to do it for us. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. We're the Financial Guys. This is the place where money meets politics, and we'll talk to you next week.